Always on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maude Marty.
Go-go plane leaving New York City. A destination, did it, what did it? Be in L.A. in 2 hours flat. 'Cause that's where the action's at. Get on board. Be the engineer. The righteous brothers will take up a fair. A Bo Diddley's gonna do the cooking. And Chuck Berry's gonna do the cooking. Get on board. Here comes the go-go train. All right. Lord, we got to spread your children all over this land. All right. James Brown will be the instructor. Roy Head's gonna be the conductor. Elvis Presley will be the banker. And Jimmy Reed is gonna sell the train. Get on board. Here comes the go-go train. Baby, baby, we're gonna spread joy, yeah. All over little land, all over the land. Fontella Bass in Alabama. Rescue her as fast as you can. Pick it up, Brenda Lee in Tennessee. Forget who for too many dogs for me. Get on board. All right. The go-go train. All right. Lord, we gonna spread joy all over. So keep on moving. We're gonna keep moving. We got to keep on moving. Ha! You don't need no money. You don't need gold to ride the train. You gotta have.
Welcome to On Target, where I spin Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, all on vinyl, all at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty. All aboard, dear listeners, and welcome back to On Target, your ticket to an adventure through the sounds of R&B, Mod Beat, and Northern Soul, all spinning on their original vinyl. Thank you for choosing to join us once again as we journey down the tracks of this timeless music. I invite you to groove along and lose yourself in the rhythm. Take a seat and relax, but make sure you got a spot to jump up and dance. And let's make this ride unforgettable together. Started off with Jackie Payne singing The Go-Go Train. The perfect way to start off this trip was released in 1966 on the Jetstream label. All aboard! Let's go!
Something I don't know what to do. sucky, sucky, sucky. Any way you want.
Couple of cats who were blues singers and kept their careers very solid in the 1960s when crossing over into soul and yet keeping the blues in their sound. Starting off with Bo Diddley, flip side of Bo Diddley 1969, a track called Soul Train. Seeing a theme here. Crazy thing about this track is that it was written by Jerry Kazanets and Jeff Katz, who headed Super K Productions, and they defined the bubblegum pop sound of the mid-1960s. But this track is very soulful, a little bit of the blues in there. So it's wild that Bo Diddley is recording this track, and not only that, Kazanets and Katz produced the record, both under the Super K production label and the Big Kahuna production label. So believe it or not, it's 100% a bubblegum record. I followed that with John Lee Hooker. She's Mine is the name of that track. It came out in 1962, and you can already hear him shedding the blues sound and dipping his toe into the R&B soul sound with this track that he wrote himself and released on the VJ label. And then we had Harvey. That's Harvey Fuqua, only going under the name Harvey when he was still singing with the Moonglows, just before heading up to Detroit and joining Berry Gordy and the Motown family, and becoming a permanent fixture there, along with co-Moonglows singer, what was his name again? Oh, Marvin Gaye, that's right. Marvin Gaye sang with Harvey Fuqua in the Moonglows in the very early 60s, late 50s perhaps, and then went on to join Motown, and the rest is history. This came out in 1962 on the Tri-Fi label.
Make sure you visit our friends at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl,
187 Osborne Street in Winnipeg.
You'll find CDs, tapes,
LPs,
45s. Find them on Instagram at oldgold204.
Or give them a call, 204-294-7784.
Tell them Mod Marty sent you.
We'll be right back.
started off there with the Five Moore, as in Roger Moore, from 1967. Whole Lot of Soul on Parrot. And after that was Alvin Cash and the Crawlers, the flip side of Twine Time, a track called The Bump from 1964 on the Marvelous label. And lastly, I played Howard Tate from 1970, a track called It's Too Late on the JAD label, produced by Lloyd Price and Johnny Nash. The JAD label is a label that was co-owned by Johnny Nash and producer Arthur Jenkins. But this track was also released in the US on Lloyd Price's Turntable. It's the name of his label. Also the name of a restaurant that he owned.
You are listening to On Target with Mod Marty, coming to you from the center of the continent, the heart of the country, and the middle of nowhere, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Could miss, yeah. I never met a girl that I could kiss. Girls like you are very hard to find. When I kiss your rubber lips. When I hold you, you got the one hand I wanna hold. Girl, I never met a girl like you before. Yeah.
yeah. I never met a girl like you before. Girls like you are very hard to find.
Gonna do about it. The Small Faces on the Decca label. That's one of those tracks that's an absolute mod anthem. And yet I discovered recently that I didn't have it in my collection. I was like looking through it. I have it on LP and I have it on a comp, and but I didn't have the 45. I was absolutely blown away to discover this. So I went out and I found it. Because, you know, it's a pretty easy one to find. It's not very expensive, but it is a must-have in any mod's arsenal. Before that, The Kinks, Never Met a Girl Like You Before, on the Pi label from 1965, and started that set off with beautiful soul jazz crossover by the Googie Renee combo from 1966. Track's called Smokey Joe's La La, and it came out on the Class label.
Takes by with no regards to years.
Time.
They
This is The Face Radio.
And you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca, the official On Target website, for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, RoomPlay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com.
Maurice and the Radiants. Originally just the Radiants. This one's from 1964, a track called I Gotta Dance to Keep My Baby, which came out on the Chess label. Before that, the Showstoppers, who happened to be Solomon Burke's brothers Alex and Laddie, and fellow brothers Timmy and Earl Smith. They were also known as the Fortune Tellers, and best known for the flip of this 45, Ain't Nothing But a House Party. But this track is an awesome Northern Soul track called What Can a Man Do? It came out in 1968 on the Heritage label and started that set off with the Northern Soul classic Time by Edwin Starr. Written by Edwin Starr and Richard Popcorn Wiley, the flip side is also an absolute banger, but there's something about the beat on this one that just gets everybody moving on the dance floor. It's so powerful. It came out in 1970 on the Gordy label in the US. I played it for you on the UK Tamla Motown label.
Tune in to the Internationalists Club,
the fourth Monday of every month at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
On The Face Radio.
Tim T. Spurs Sparia,
Mod Marty Emanuel,
and Matt Lord Ward.
Three mods
from three different locations
with three very different experiences in the mod scene today.
London,
Canada,
Australia.
Talk fashion,
music,
and scooters
with guests, news,
and even the weather.
The fourth Monday every month
on The Face Radio.
You are logged on to the Internationalists Club, the worldwide club for the enhancement and understanding of modernist culture.
Again, and all get along. They've been making up new dances for every new song. New dances in the spring, the summer and the fall. Wonder if anybody can ever do them all. Do them all. Oh, oh, do them all. New dances in the spring, the summer and the fall. Wonder if anybody can I ever do them all? Hey! Yeah. Dylan's doing the jerk. Gary's doing the fly. Kenny's doing the pony. Jack came on swimming by. Brian's doing the alligator. Jack's still swimming on. Come on, Jimmy. Say now, blow your saxophone. Yeah.
Can't blame you, girl. know, but I've made up my mind that I've done wrong for the very last time, and I don't wanna lose your love, baby. I don't wanna lose your love. Sometimes a man lets pride hold back what you feel inside, but my love for you is too strong, too high. But baby, please give me one more chance. But what I say is true, 'cause I've made up my mind that I've done wrong for the very last time, and I don't wanna lose your love.
Billy Woods from 1966, I Don't Wanna Lose Your Love on the Verve label. And I started that with the Boogie Kings, who were originally founded in 1956 in Louisiana as a three-piece playing swamp pop, but eventually they grew into a 12-piece blue-eyed soul mega group, and they kept going to 1969. The track's called Do 'Em All, inviting you to do every dance you know, and it came out on the Pick One label. On a side note, the flip of this is called This Is Blue Eyed Soul, and it's a fantastic track as well.
Thank you.
You are listening to On Target Dance Party Radio in England on modradiouk.net.
Set me free, but will I cry? No, 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 she don't love me. No, 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 she don't love me. No, 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 she don't want me. No, 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 she don't care, but will I cry? No, 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 no. I feel so bad, 'cause you look so glad. Why can't you see I'm in misery? But will I cry? No, 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 no.
Doctor Doctor, the flip side of Pictures of Lily, on the Decca label. Before that, Sorrows. No. It's the name of that track on the Piccadilly label. And started that set off with Tony Black and Baron Gocher, an instrumental version of Working in a Coal Mine by Alan Toussaint on the Ad Rhythm label. Now, the Ad Rhythm label was a small cult UK label started in the late 60s by brothers John and Malcolm Jackson. Ad Rhythm specialized in electronic keyboard releases from the Hammond organ and Yamaha synthesizers. So all their releases specialized in Hammond. Now, I gotta tell you, I just discovered this and I'm gonna have to go hunting. You may be hearing a lot more from this label on the show in the future. I'm gonna leave you off now with the theme song to The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which was a great 1960s spy show. Very tongue-in-cheek, but also very exciting. Starring Robert Vaughn and David McCallum. It ran for 4 years and it was awesome, about a Russian secret agent paired with an American secret agent to fight the enemies of peace, particularly the forces of Thrush, Napoleon Solo, and Ilya Kuryakin. The show was made into a movie in 2015 with Henry Cavill and Armie Hammer, and it wasn't too bad. Henry Cavill was way too jacked to be wearing a suit, but they do ride a Vespa, and there's some pretty exciting stuff in the movie as well. So if you're not into the old TV shows, check out the movie. This is the Gallants, who were the original group to do the theme song of the TV show. And this came out in 1965 on the Capitol label. This has been On Target with yours truly, Maude Marty. Join me every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Tuesday at 9 a.m. on The Face Radio. And please visit thefaceradio.com and donate to get a free gift and help to keep the station on the air. Until next time, keep the faith.